Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, East Eddie Stargate. We're on Rumble, East Eddie Stargate TV, VMO. What else are we on? Just about everything. Rumble, anywhere. So you can check out all those. If one goes down, we're also on YouTube. If one goes down, you can go to the other ones. Just type in East Eddie Stargate TV and something will pop up. But there is a lot of hanky-panky going on that level. A lot in the news. I was going to have a guest, but I really felt it was important to get the news out because there's some crazy stuff happening that people need to know about. I first wanted to cover how the lamestream news has declared war on Bobby Kennedy, doing everything they can to assassinate his character. And why? Because he's telling the truth and exposing their lies, you know, lies which brought harm to and even death to thousands, exponentially increasing numbers due to the vaccine injuries and deaths. So, you know, the lamestream news is supported by the major corporations, and which includes the pharmaceutical industry. So that's why they're going after that. But these mainstream news channels are rapidly failing. People on YouTube have more followers. Most are pathological liars, manipulating the masses through social engineering, saying whatever their handlers tell them. So you can probably make a safe bet if you just reverse whatever they tell you. You're going to have more of the truth. But good news is Tucker Carlson is one of the few breakaways, and now he has his own platform. He is the new spokesperson for truth and rational thinking in a world of deceit. And so he's got nothing holding him back now. He can just unload, which he is. You know, he's going to be joined by other mainstream reporters as they come to terms with their soul and can no longer participate in deceiving the people. And there's other alternative networks, too, out there, yet some reside in the middle. Always use discernment, because I see some of them, they have half-truths in there, but they still support the status quo in a lot of other ways. So always use discernment, even with the new ones coming out. The legacy media is an insult to the intelligence of anyone with critical thinking that's done their own research. And there are critical thinking research and morally impaired, which are not insulted at all by listening to this nonsense. They just nod with blank stares like zombies, you know, or off on some decadent adventure, hoping things will not change. I wonder what they'll do when the screen goes blank. Where will they get their marching orders? The only good news is they turned their disinformation slander machine off Trump, and maybe a Kennedy-Trump platform might be a good idea. Blending both parties together, hey, and that would just kind of push out all the ones that have sold us out. But read between the lines on that one. This segues into the UFO UAP press conference, emphasis on con. Again, it's a controlled narrative. 70 years of asking, are they real? Do UFOs exist? Were they mentioned in history? Are they a threat? Yada, yada, yada. Notice how Greer shut it down when someone asked him, are there any negative ETs? Why is that question such a threat? The answer is pretty obvious. Why is it being covered up? You know, at East Eddie, we have had documented contact for over 40 years. We are on a first-name basis with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. We know who they are, why they're here, as well as their past history on Earth. We also know about the malevolent ones, which have hijacked humanity and the earth for over 450,000 years, establishing draconian law, the ones behind the controlled narrative. The negative ETs are presently being removed. Any mention of that? I guess they missed that part. Anyone mentioning the ongoing multidimensional temporal wars that are going on? They're not mentioning any of this. You know, why are all the hardware and ships falling from the sky? You know, of course, most of this will not be mentioned. It's outside the controlled narrative. But ufology is a captured and controlled topic, and it has degenerated into a profit-driven carnival. And I hate to say it, but that's where we're at with this. While people were distracted by another press conference, others were at the self-mastery ambassador training covered in the last show. They were seeing the ships, experiencing the occupants, having their own personal contact. We are editing the film now, which will soon be available. And this is the real disclosure. It's time to wake up. The world is governed by a satanic Luciferian pedophile network in league with demonics, reptilians, and greys. The Rockefeller Initiative and who are admitted Luciferians, gathered and sponsored the top people in ufology at a meeting at the Rockefeller Ranch. The same money took over Hollywood, making documentaries that fit within the controlled narrative. This includes the major UFO conferences and disclosure movements, which I have to say all fit within the controlled narrative. These movies and events are not educational. They're entertainment based on disinformation. Anyone who is authentic with a high degree of integrity or moral value is censored. Anyone who talks about the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, ascended masters, saints and sages in ancient history or in higher dimensions, how they factored in, are censored. You know, especially advanced beings and ships mentioned in the sacred texts, the Bible included. They're shunned and censored. Why? Because these satanic Luciferians are at war with Creator, the enlightened, those of high integrity and moral value. Why do you think the present administration is at war with those with conservative values? It's for the same reason. The last thing they want is for you to realize these extremely benevolent beings exist. Some are millions, billions of years ahead of us in evolution. They also know people will do anything for fame and fortune, sell their own souls, and perpetuate the controlled narrative. I mean, 70 years, people. You know, I mean, it's this ufology has stalled for 70 years. They haven't gone anywhere. Why? You know, why have they completely censored and ignored 40 years of documented contact, Daddy SETI, with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, civilizations that have transcended war, disease, poverty, which have their environments in order? Why would anyone want to stop them from assisting Earth in these extremely challenging times? The answer is obvious. The global elite are the warring disease profiteers, which are destroying the environment. To continue with their antiquated system designed to enslave the masses, they cannot allow contact with benevolent beings. They are the Antichrist when it comes to contact, disinformation specialists with their planned opposition shills, and those will do their bidding, staying within the controlled narrative. These spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are a direct threat to their tyrannical rule. Now, it has to be obvious by now, those in the UFO community all know contact has already been made on every level with both negative and benevolent ETs. Where do you think the secret space got its technology? Many of those in power have sold us out for technology to negative ETs. Why do you think all the abductions and experimentation on humans has been allowed? Use a little base logic. The goal of the press conference was to get the military and politicians to tell us the truth. The same people that have hidden the truth at times with deadly force and will never admit they have absolutely no control over our airspace. The press conference is like the foxes and the coyotes going to the wolves on behalf of the chickens. You know, how's that going to work out? How's it worked out for over 70 years? Did the light blink on yet? You know, it's like, it's a train to nowhere, basically. But on a lighter note, Pleiadian warriors known as Ashai is the best way I can, it's spelled really different, but Ashai have joined in the planetary liberation. They've trained in temples for centuries and are part of the planetary liberation force, along with many other advanced civilizations, some of which are your ancient ancestors returning. I gave all this information to ancient aliens. This was cut out of the show entirely, filmed at East SETI, which proves my point. Was exposing the satanic Luciferian pedophile network behind the controlled narrative the reason I was cut from the show? Is it why I'm no longer invited to any of the major conferences? Do they think they can stop what is coming? I'm nothing compared to what is pressing in, and you know, just a truthful narrator, you know, informing the masses of the inevitable and the unavoidable. So you can't stop what's coming. You know, people think I have sour grapes because I'm not being asked. It doesn't matter to me. They can't stop this. There's no way you can stop this event, because, you know, we are going to join the rest of the universe in peace. We are going to have access to incredible healing technology. We are going to put an end to the tyranny that's been on this planet. And this is all on the books. It can't be stopped. So good luck with that program. But anyway, universal law is pressing hard on humanity and the Earth. Karma is being amplified and accelerated. Nothing will remain hidden. How do you think the integrity and morally impaired will fare in this? Are you watching, paying attention? They're having meltdowns. They will not fare well in the days to come. Time to get right with God, Creator, Great Spirit, direct our energies and service to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. You cannot keep the ill-gotten gain, and you cannot run from your karma. Buddha once said, karma is like fresh milk. It takes a little time to sour, but as surely as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will catch up. So what's following you on your cart? I think we need to clean up our cart right now. And speaking of karma, according to our sources, both physical and other dimensional, the storm is upon us. We are getting the same information from several high-level sources, the banks, the ATMs, the internet, and many grids will go down in a massive cyber attack. Government institutions are being ordered to stock up for at least 2 to 4 weeks. There'll be 2 to 4 weeks of chaos. The military has been mobilized in 27 states to deal with any riots. Many of these rioters are paid by the Soul Challenge Global Elite and Soros Inc. And the deep state, basically. So the agencies have been corrupted and the military is the last option. So let them do their job. Don't get in the way. It's time to prepare on every level. It is out with the old and in with the whole new system. Though we're going to experience chaos, it's part of the healing, and many that know have been waiting for this for a long time. The last thing that I wanted to do a little disclaimer on this about the letting the military do their job. There's two rules of thumb. One, the military is there to suppress things so the global elite can install their system. And the other one is that the military are there on behalf of Trump, who is still actually the leader of the military and the White Hat. So I kind of go with the latter. And so just a little disclaimer, there's two rules of thumb out there. Some people get upset saying, I want a piece of this, and they want to grab their guns and run out there. But that's your own personal decision. I would let the military do their thing. And if they don't do their thing and it's not it's not aligned with the freedom movement, then, we might reevaluate that. But anyway, in closing, we're going to go through a quantum leap in evolution. Healing and longevity technology unsurpassed is going to be made available, along with anti-counter-gravity, fuelless energy, a host of technologies that may seem like magic. A whole new financial system is in place, which is fair and just based on a country's resources. We'll go back to the constitutional law, which is aligned with universal law. Those incarcerated unjustly will be released. There are violent predators, especially when it comes to children. They will remain. They will stay right where they are. Many are being rounded up as we speak. The satanic Luciferian pedophile network that has been controlling the earth is coming to an end. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride, but well worth it in the end. So universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all is coming. And it's the aftermath of the storm. So that's where we're headed for, folks. And we have to align with that energy, that higher consciousness and energy. And this is a multidimensional event. It's not just one level. There's along the vibrational continuum, there's all these just awesome beings that are coming in to help right now, full civilizations of enlightened beings. And you can't stop that. And they have technology beyond our wildest dreams. So it's gonna be an end to the old program. And so we just have to get through these times. But on that note, let's get to the questions. And I hope I didn't freak anybody out. But if you did get freaked out, maybe you needed to be. So first question.
All right. Thank you, everybody, first of all, for the questions. We got many of them. And I hope we could get to them all, but thank you so much. What is the best way to overcome the struggle of giving up old ways and changing to new ways, aka work seems to get in the way?
Yeah, sometimes the old ways are like grooves in a record, and we just spin them over and over again. And they call them compulsive behavioral patterns. And you know, it's really good to break up your day, you know, break up, get out in nature as much as possible, meditate. If your job isn't aligned with the higher conscious and energy, it's not in service to humanity and the earth. If it's actually suppressing in any way, you need to walk away from it because it's going to end. You know, that's the thing we need to look at. It's not about amassing great wealth. It's what you do with it and how much, you know, you've loved and nurtured and been kind to others and how much you've helped others. And it's all about character now. It has nothing to do with color and race and all these division games, you know, that are being really pushed, are going to fall away. And we're going to go back to, it doesn't matter what color, what religion, what culture you are. It's all about character. And that's where we're going back to.
Right. These two questions kind of lead into each other, so I'm going to read them together. You speak of getting rid of hidden childhood traumas and emotional issues that hold us back. But how do we do that? And then can you please discuss the transpersonal release sessions? Do people need to be present and what can they expect?
That's a good question. There's many process-oriented therapies out there and not all of them are the same. And just a little warning, a lot of them are half-truths. A lot of them are based on feel-good, you know, half-truths. And like they say, there's no negative ETs. There's no negative entities. And, you know, you'd have to give up almost every ancient text and religion and experience to go for that. And I think that's very irresponsible to do that because there are unseen negative influences. They are affecting people. Not all the thoughts that you're entertaining are yours or emotions. And you can walk into a room and feel the energies and you're fine before you walked in a room. And all of a sudden you go, whoa, you know, what is this? And if you go to a bar, there's all these discarnate spirits trying to get their fix, you know, vicariously through others waiting. That's that monkey on your back says, one more drink, you know. And you know, we have photographs of it. We have evidence where the person died and then they show up in the film later, the same person and thing. It's just, there's a mountain of evidence and do the research. There are unseen negative influences. And I think it's so important to heal unseen negative influences and make that a daily practice and multiple times a day right now, because the veils between worlds are getting very thin. And so we really need to keep our energies clear. So we're going to see a lot of shadow beings and things out the side vision because the cones in your eyes pick up the other dimensions. When you look straight on, you're an objective mind and they vanish. If you can train yourself to keep watching them out the side and not turn, you can see things. You can get a clearer vision of them. There's so much going on and there's just a lot of practitioners out there, but really do your research because there's a lot of them that they're just not tempered. They don't have the experience. And so, I don't know, get some, you know, ask around, get some second opinions and things like that.
Use your discernment.
Yeah, use your discernment. What was the other question?
So it was getting rid of the hidden childhood traumas and the emotional issues that hold us back. And then
can you transpersonal. Yeah, we do something here, which is transpersonal release sessions. And we start out by healing unseen negative influences. And then we go into childhood and we find any patterns or blocks that were created in childhood and clear those. And then we find out who your main teacher and guide is and bring them in. And they know your books better than you know yourself. And we use them to clear, you know, past life traumas and also bring forward the beneficial lives that might have been with other civilizations, inner earth, star nations, wherever. You know, we've had a lot of lives where we've actually worked right alongside our masters in the past and things like that. So it helps open up lineages and connections where you might have had a very high degree of evolution in the past and you can open those and reconnect those. But it's a very intense session. You don't have to be there. It's done in the quantum. And, you know, people that get it just have phenomenal experiences and breakthroughs. We get about one a year that is just a problem child, and we just give them their money back. And they say, look, you know, fine, here's your money back. Have a nice day, you know, because you can, there's always people you can't help no matter what you do. It has to be done their way. They already have their idea of who they are and why they're here and everything. And some think they're Cleopatra or somewhere, you know. It's that group. When you give them a different story, you go, well, not exactly, you know, you were in Egypt, but you know, you weren't Cleopatra. And they get really upset because they've already made their narrative public, and they have this lofty lineage, you know. But anyway, you know, in the long run, basically, it doesn't matter. It's like the more you can become nobody, the more you merge with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness, and you're everybody. So why settle for an identity or compartmentalize your identity? It's just accepting a lesser identity. And so it's not that important, really. And, you know, hopefully you have had some rough lives, because that tempers your soul and gives you compassion for others who've had those experiences. So I hope that answered the question.
Yeah. Next question. Is black magic being used against light workers and the authentic people in the UFO community?
Definitely. I mean, last night I had a major attack because of the information I put out on the newsletter and other things. I got really hit. And I knew there's always a backlash to this kind of work. And so there are people that are hooked up with, again, the satanic Luciferian groups, and they do a lot of rituals, very sick rituals, and they practice black magic. And a lot of them do their little black magic gigs, take out others, you know. And there's always a price when you do that. You never want to go that route, because whenever you try to control or harm another or whatever, that is coming back. It's coming back home. And actually, if you try to take out somebody who's of the light, it's going to come back home very fast. And you can't win on that one. You know, you just have to release and forgive and move on. But I've had a lot of it directed towards me. It's ongoing, and I think in the future, it's just not going to be here. You know, it's not frequency specific to where the Earth is ascending to. So right now, though, they are doing everything they can to hold on to their control, and using unseen negative influences, invoking, you know, reptilians, grays, serpent beings. I can go on demonic energies, and then sending them to do their bidding. There's a lot of that going on, and people don't realize that, but it's happening a lot. And we can heal those very, very easily as soon as we feel it. There's no saying if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And you can call in the higher beings and clear out any unseen negative influences, any thought forms, limiting mental concepts, whatever's coming at you. And you can sever all psychic bonds and close yourself off and shield yourself. So we teach this in the self-mastery and ambassador training classes. And it's in my books, all three of my books. I put it in there. So the technique's there for anybody that wants to look it up and experience it. And, you know, to me, I think the best thing you do is when you get up in the morning, do clearings, clear your house, clear your business, clear your day. If you're having a really important meeting, clear everybody there. Don't try to manipulate the meeting. Just clear. Make sure it all goes in the highest and best good of everybody concerned. It's real important to go that to keep your energies clear, especially now, because the veils between worlds are becoming very thin, and these unseen negative influences are having a stronger influence on people. You know, even suicide. You can't commit suicide without having multiple entities stacked up on you. And because the desire to live is too strong. So a lot of people that are having those thoughts, you know, it's actually these influences putting them there, and they want you to join them. You know, they're stuck, and they want you to be stuck with them.
All right. Next question. Can you say a few words about our pets, especially cats, and their side effects on this ascension. Thank you for all you do.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but they just sent me a picture of that black cat in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, it's hanging out at the house, and it's all of a sudden it's just chilled out. Everybody's petting it and everything, and it's got bright green eyes. Mm. But that's kind of interesting. So I guess I'm going to have a pet when I go back to Hawaii. But the animals, watch the animals, especially the ravens are going crazy right now. It's because we're in those changes. They're reacting to the solar flares and the coronal mass ejections, or the energies on the earth. They're reacting to people's energy. Right now, we just got kind of like hand feed the deer here. They're just walking right up to you. And they're in my orchard. And I go, hey, get out of my orchard. And they just stand there and look at me. And okay, you know, like whatever. But the animals are losing their fear. They're coming closer. Be very careful what kind of energies you project on them. Might be a good way to stay out of the way of some of them. We have bears, you know. I've had bears in my backyard at the other house, and mountain lions, and we've had that here. But we don't freak out, you know. We had to take care of one mountain lion because he got real aggressive and was going after the, you know, he killed three of the sheep and going after one of our workers. So every once in a while you have one you have to deal with. We're on a ranch and it's wilderness from here on out. So there are sometimes you have to deal with things, but same thing with the two-leggeds, you know, sometimes you have to deal with things on their level. This may sound unspiritual, but you know, the physical is just as real as any other level. But the animals are really, you know, responding to people's energy right now. And if your energy is really high, they're going to be attracted to you. And if it's my problem is I make pets out of them. You know, I make pets out of wild boars and bears and things. And I have to stop doing that because somebody else will walk along and have a different experience.
So do you have any contact with higher beings in your recent meditations or dreams? If yes, share.
God, I don't know where to start on that. It's just like a smorgasbord going on. You know, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, I don't have a lot of contact with Arcturians. They come in every once in a while, but the Orion Council of Light, definitely the Pleiadians are really on it. Different groups of Pleiadians are coming in. I'm trying to think. The feline beings are coming in, the lion beings, the humanoid cat beings, and panther type beings. Those are coming in. They're the protectors of the gods and are here to protect us. And some of them are incredible healers as well. There's so many. The masters have been appearing at the Self-Mastery Ambassador training. The last session we did, actually Yeshua came in, or Jesus. You know, a lot of people get mad when you say Yeshua, but you know, Jesus is son of Zeus, you know, so everybody gave him a different name. He has like four or five different names, so who cares, you know? It's the intent and the connection that, but he came in, it was amazing. And I saw him standing before people, and those people came up to me afterwards and they said, wow, I had to let go of all my old images of Jesus. And they experienced major healings. And I had a really bad toothache. And I go, I hope I can get through this thing. And it was gone. All of a sudden, it was just gone. I can't even explain it. But there were a lot of spontaneous healings. But these masters are there for everybody. Mary's been hanging around me all my life since I was a kid. She saved me when I was 5 years old. And they're all just a thought away. And they're, you know, we hold them so far away, and that's where they are, according to us, but they're not that far. They're just a thought away. Just open your heart. If you have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, you're going to have all kinds of things happening right now, because the veils between worlds are getting thinner and their energies are pressing in, and with them come universal law. And that's what you're seeing, the chaos where the old system is collapsing and a whole new system taking its place.
So would you say there's a common theme in their messages that they're giving you?
Yeah, definitely a common theme. And it's the same theme that all the masters have said throughout the ages. You know, it's all about being kind to each other. Being kind and loving basically is the foundation of it, and take care of your environment. And, honor the creator and all creation. You know, it's all God. It's omnipresent. You know, we need to start behaving accordingly. And they all have a little different ways of saying that, but they're all saying pretty much the same thing. But they're also giving me information about where things are going and the evolution of Earth, and a lot of information about the future, you know, where things are headed. And the Earth is being reset. It's going back to the original intent, which it's supposed to be a paradise where all life can evolve to its highest potential. It was never supposed to be what it's become. It was hijacked a long time ago. And so they're resetting it back to the original intent.
Are your encounters with the higher dimensions physical and visible with your naked eye? Or are they spiritual consciousness and telepathic level only? And when do they appear? When you're awake or you're asleep?
That's not an either or question. It's more like all the above. I have seen them physically. I've experienced them on an energetic level. They have energy bodies and energy ships. Some have light bodies and light ships. I really feel them more than anything when they come in, and the communication is more of a feeling, and you just feel this bliss and love coming to you. And then they'll have I'll hear in my mind, you know, messages like, you know, you need to let go of that. You know, you need to move on. You need to, you know, like sever connections with this person or that person. You can't fix them. You know, they're diverting you from your path, and just a lot of really loving messages too about just inspiration. Keep going. You know, you're on track. We get a lot of that, but it's all different. And we have a lot of the elven beings are coming in now very strong. The Pleiadians are coming in really strong. The Orion Council of Light have always been there. They went through the wars and with the Orion Alliance, which are the Reptilians and Greys and those guys, and were victorious. And now they're helping to liberate the Earth. And they've been really strong and really in the masters, you know, Yeshua and Mary and Babaji, and a lot of the masters are very present here as well.
What if Trump is not a good guy? Where does that leave us?
You know, I've asked that same question. What if this is a big psyop, you know, again? And, but every time I tune into it and, you know, they came in to do this. Both of them did as a couple. And it's backed on high, and he's 100% committed to the awakening healing process and freeing the people, basically, putting an end especially an end to the poverty and the drugs and the trafficking and all that stuff. He's 100% committed to all of this. And so, it's rough being his position. He wins some, he loses some. He can go so far in some areas and has to kind of back off. And it's a 5D chess game that he's playing. And, I back him 100%. And I think he's the one that can do this because he knows who they are. He knows, and drain the swamp, he knows who they are and how they work. And he's been burned by so many of them. He's been backstabbed, lied to, set up. And so he's gained the wisdom through experience. And I can't think of a very, you know, he probably, I would say he totally has a vendetta, rightly so, because of all the things that have happened to him. And I think he's one of the people that is not going to back down. He's got a host, legions of beings behind him helping him right now. So will he shift? I doubt it. I doubt very much that'll ever happen. But I really think you know, everybody wants a Gandhi. We're not ready for a Gandhi. We need a warrior right now. And somebody's going to call it like it is. And you know, he doesn't owe anything to anybody. He's going to just let it fly, which pisses everybody off, but I think it's great. And I think he's the one for the job right now.
Are the bad ETs still taking women of children bearing age with them at night for breeding purposes?
You know, a lot of the abduction stuff has ended, but the trafficking hasn't, the child and sex trafficking hasn't ended. And that's tied into some very dark forces, both demonic, reptilian, all grays. It's all connected. They actually feed off of that pain and suffering. And then a lot of people in high places feed off the byproducts, you know, of, you know, adrenochrome and the things you're not supposed to talk about. But that's still going on, and that's all being exposed right now. It's all going to come up, and you know, it's this, the whole network. It is this whole satanic Luciferian pedophile network is coming to an end. So it's all being, Mel Gibson's really blown the lid off it, and oh God, I'm trying to remember some of the other names, but you know, Jim, how do you say it, Jim?
Cavicchio,
I think it is. It sounds like Cavicchio. Yeah. And quite a few others. And there's a lot of guys doing rescues, and there's movies. What's the movie come out?
Something Freedom.
God. There's a new movie coming out now that be, you know, we'll put, and you can actually pay forward. You can pay for other people's tickets. And you don't have to give the people the ticket. You can just have them give the people the ticket. Sound of Freedom.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sound of Freedom. So check that out. I'd really sponsor that because they're doing a lot, and they're under fire right now. I'm surprised they can even get that out through the system, because luckily they have some people within the system that are doing good work. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. But
it's coming out July 4th.
July 4th. But yeah, pay it forward. I mean, we did. We bought tickets and paid it forward. So, you know, there's a lot of people that can't afford to see it that want to see it and help them out.
You mentioned posers. Aren't most of them just trying to get their truth out as directed by their guides? How can we tell the difference?
First thing is discernment is so important. The second is being able to feel the message. The third thing is it a half-truth? Are they just telling you the feel-good, hopium message? Are they really giving you a balanced message? The last thing is what's their come from? Are they trying to get love, acceptance, and approval outside of themselves, fill a void they didn't get as a kid or something? And there are some people that are, you know, I hate to say it, there's some people that are chipped and some people that are Manchurian candidates, and they don't even know what they're doing. It's sad, but there's a lot of that going on, a lot of disinformation, a lot of shills, and a lot of people that have not had the training or the background to discern unseen negative energies, and they don't create sacred space and let anything come through them. And with what I've seen is there's people that take my work verbatim, and then they'll do their YouTube thing, and they'll say the bullet points are exactly everything in my newsletter, and they'll say it's coming from their contact or their handler or whatever. And it's sad, but I mean, they're in it for different reasons, and you got to really use discernment on there as to people's come from. What's their come from? And if their come from's off, they're subject to these unseen negative influences. If they're wounded and they haven't dealt with it, they're subject to these unseen negative influences. If they haven't gone high enough and don't know how to clear unseen negative influences, they're subject to these negative influences. And in channeling, when I was with the Tibetan Foundation a long time ago, their best channels were doing like 70%. So 30% is their own belief system and coming through their own programming, whether it be religious or social consciousness or whatever. So there's always a percentage of accuracy. But some people they're not bad people. They just haven't done, they don't have the foundation to do what they're doing, and their come from is off. And a lot of them, when enough people love and accept and approve of them, then they can love and accept and improve themselves. And that's what they're seeking, you know, but they're going to stay within the controlled narrative because they aren't going to buck the system. And then some people are given information that's so out there. And they just think if they can give the most crazy information that's total contrary to everything else, that everybody's going to follow them. And there's a lot of that going on, you know, the problem is, okay, here's one problem. One, when you have somebody teaching, there are no unseen negative influences. There's no negative ETs. That can set people up in a very bad way. If they don't create sacred space and clear those energies, people open up and they get, I've seen it over and over again, get taken over. A lot of plant medicines, if they aren't done very sacredly with the shaman, a real shaman that knows how to heal unseen negative influence and create sacred space, other entities can jump in. And I see people bragging on how many ayahuasca ceremonies they've done, and they'll go, I've done 50, 80, 100, you know, and you go, yeah, and you've got a whole host of beings attached to you too. And so just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So there's a multidimensional war going on. And luckily the higher beings are pressing in and cleaning a lot of this stuff up. And they're doing everything they can to create division and chaos to stay here, because they feed off of that and it maintains their realm. It just becomes a problem when people start quoting these other people, and then they attack you and tell you you're wrong. And then it's just a waste of energy. I don't even address it. I go, okay, as you wish, you know, have fun with that and move on. That's the thing, is it's creating a lot of division. And also, it really gets in the way of the people who are authentic, that are coming from the heart, that open minds, loving hearts, pure intent. They're authentic. Their message is being buried under an avalanche of the other stuff. So anyway, it is, you know, whatever. Everybody's going to learn something out of it. It is a problem.
So go with how you feel and use your discernment.
Use your discernment. If it doesn't feel right, it most likely isn't.
Okay. Can you talk about the Palladian warriors that you had mentioned? That's a powerful rising force to look into. Can you talk more about them?
I talked a little bit about them. What was their name again? It's spelled the weirdest way.
Yeah, and I thought it was you just passed it.
I did?
Yeah, right there.
There it is. It's like the Ishai, and it's Echjae. So how do you pronounce that? So a lot of these ancient civilizations have very ancient names, and they have a lot of they're spelled differently. A lot of consonants in them, and so they're hard to pronounce. But they're like the Jedi. The best thing I say, they're like the Jedi, and they've been training for centuries, you know, probably longer. They're very good at what they do, and they don't mess around. Right, they're coming in. They said gloves are off, and we're done. No more negotiations, no more, you know, they've broken every agreement. The serpent beings, gray, reptilian, royal reptilian, all those groups, you know, the negative ETs have broken every agreement they've made. They realize through the years that they just don't honor their agreements. And so a lot of people keep trying to negotiate, they keep trying, and it just hasn't worked. And so now these guys, they said the gloves are off, negotiations are over, and there's a huge cleanup. And these guys know what they're doing. I mean, they The one that appeared to me, I've talked about before, and he looked like Superman. And I really don't want, I gave his name at the self-mastery event and the ambassador training, but I don't want to give it over the air because everybody's going to, now everybody's going to be channeling him and they're going to give all these weird messages. And so that happens, like everybody grabbed the, oh, this guy told me this, and he, you know, and then they incorporate all this information into their channeling from this other guy who's not who they think he is, you know. So it's just getting old, but so I'm not gonna mention his name.
So we have two questions relating to the recent Schumann residence scale. So one is, are the blackouts really major spikes that couldn't be recorded, or do you feel they are hiding another truth and fact from us about the energies we are being bombarded with and the nature of these beautiful energies?
Well, basically, the energies that are coming in from different places, mainly coming in from the sun and from coronal mass ejections and flares. But there's other energies from unknown places, Cygnus, places like that are coming in, hitting the Earth. There used to be about 50 hits, you know, like hardly any hits. And now it's just off the scale. Of energies coming in from unknown origins. And so there's massive motherships that, like, if an Andromeda ship came in and lit up, and these are the higher ones, they have magnetized light bodies and light ships, they'd be like 10,000 suns if they lit up. So, and that's what's coming. These groups are coming and they're backing up the other ones. And so God, what was the question again? I got off on that.
The blackouts. You know how sometimes the Schumann.
Yeah. And so the Schumann resonance is a combination of that. But you'll see these weird blackouts. You'll see this off the scale energy. This latest one, people are saying it's just a glitch. The Russian one, but you know what? It has a pattern to it. And people are using that pattern and creating music and everything. It's really, so was it a glitch on purpose to send a message out to affect people? Or was it just a mechanical computer glitch? You know, that's what we need to look at. But it is a damn good glitch, whatever it was, because it has a message in it when you look at it. And so I think there's more to it than just a glitch, but we cannot deny the fact that the Schumann resonance is just off the scale right now, and we're just getting hammered. And the whole Earth is ascending with these energies, and you know, us being on her, you know, we've got to go with it. We got to rise to the occasion.
The real Mount Zion ? Located at the North Pole ?
You know, it very well could be, because when the poles shifted, a lot of the extremely advanced civilizations in the past are under the ice right now, and in the Antarctic and the Arctic. And a lot of the remnants are, like, some are like 5,000 feet deep under the oceans and things like that. So everything has changed. And so a lot of people saying the real Mount Zion, the Garden of Eden, and everything was actually, the way it's described, it sounds like it. And with the really old ancient maps, it's all on there. So I got to do some more research in there. But, you know, they're saying that that's all going to surface again. So are we going to go through a pole shift, or are we just going to go through a melting, or what? You know, but all the ancient, like off the coast of Australia, that's Lemurian. There's a whole continent rising out there. And Australia's on what they call the oily plate. It's moving around. So everything is moving and changing. The Earth is always moving. The most ancient ancestors, a lot of them are now have become molten rock because they've gone back under the plates and they're getting recycled. But there are some very, very ancient beings. You know, they found tunnels with glass around them, you know, 300 million years old. So it's been going on a long, long time.
So I don't know if we have time for this, but it's not a question.
What time do we?
3:34.
Okay, we've got some time.
Okay, so it's not a question, but a request. Could you please recite your clearing prayer? I know it, but I would like to record you saying it. Your voice is very soothing.
Yeah, we can do that. It'd be a good thing to close out with.
Okay.
So anyway, everybody has their own main teacher and guide. So this is a generic prayer. And so you can insert Yeshua or Jesus. You can insert Buddha. You can say Kuan Yin, Mary, you know, the Divine Feminine, whatever you're aligned with, anything. We suggest working with beings 5D on up at least. And if you can get 7D beings, work with them. It's really powerful. But it's a very simple prayer. You know, we start off, we go into meditation and just fill your heart with love and joy and bliss and see yourself shielding up. And we welcome all those in love and light. And we tell you, you're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. We also ask that all wounds and traumas and thought forms be dissolved, lifted, and healed, psychic bonds severed. And we ask the beautiful many to escort you all to your highest expression. Go in peace. And there's different ways, you can change this around. Intent is 9/10 of the law. And the prayer, again, is in the books. It's on the website. It's free. There's no reason why we can't do these clearings, and you'll see your whole space will clear up, your homes will clear up, your whole life, is going to change when you start doing these clearings, because a lot of accidents, a lot of problems come from unseen negative influences, and a lot of emotional traumas and outbursts and things like that come from acting out their energy, and it's not even yours. So, these prayers are really important to do, and get out in nature and meditate in nature is real important right now.
All right, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. We just got maybe a couple minutes left. So, the only thing I can say right now is there's one prophecy I can give you 100% accuracy on, and that is, changes in the wind and it's coming. We can't get away from it. This old draconian system is collapsing in on itself. It's not frequency specific to the Earth's evolution and humanity and the Earth's liberation process. The powers behind this process are unimaginable, and no man or woman can stop it. And it's a great amplifier and accelerator. And if you've got a lot of karma and you've done a lot of negative things, and you're going to have some experiences, this is all going to come up quick and very quick. So that's what you're seeing. That's the chaos. But there's going to be a folding of time, and we're going to go through this very quickly. So again, the only thing I can say is buckle up, do your clearings. Focus on love and joy and bliss, and be of service to your neighbors, and take care of as many people as you can to get through these times. On that note, signing off, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Have a great evening, and we'll see you on the other side. Good night.